What's going on, everybody? I hope this finds you striving and thriving and doing absolutely amazing. My name is Brian Martin. I'm a second grade teacher and host of the Teaching Champions podcast. And we have something pretty special for you today, something that is pretty unique that we're going to be putting on for the month. And this is how, let me set the stage for you real quick. About a week ago, I got an email from Megan Lawson. And she said that her and Livia Chan, and if you don't know these two ladies, they are absolutely amazing. She said that they wanted to do a little project and they were wondering if I'd be interested in it. And I said, count me in. I don't know what it is. You don't have to explain it, but count me in. And two reasons why. Number one, they're fantastic and amazing. And I think truly, the people that you surround yourself with, the voices that you allow inside your head is so important. So having that opportunity to meet up with them and listen to all the goodness that they put out, I knew that was going to be so great, especially during this time of the year. Like, it always gets into a rut. I live in the Northeast, and I don't know with everybody else, but you don't see the sunshine for several months. It is cold. You go to the school in the morning, and the sun's barely peeking out, and when you go home at night, the sun's going down. So you always don't always get that motivation, that fire, and sometimes you need that breath of fresh air, and I knew these two ladies were going to bring it, so I'm going to turn it over to them because they got some great stuff for us. So Meg, do you want to give a quick intro?
Yeah. So this is such a fun opportunity just to work with you and with Livia and to get to know people better in the month of February and to grow some connection and encouragement. So as Brian alluded to, I had this little idea and I was kind of noodling on that idea with Livia, and we reached out to Brian. And the idea is this: we know that the month of February is a very challenging time in the school year. As he mentioned, you know, I'm in Ohio. For a lot of our educators, it's dark when they get to school. It's dark when they go home. And we really are in the thick of the school year. And we're all trying so hard to do our best and to bring our best selves to work and to spread the positive energy in our classrooms and in our schoolhouses. And yet, sometimes this time of year, you have to dig a lot deeper for that energy. And it got me thinking about how hard so many educators are working right now in isolation to spread the good, and how deserving educators are of receiving that kind of love and affirmation and inspiration and encouragement back that they are so freely giving to their colleagues and to their students every day. And I thought, well, February is the month of love. And uplifting educators and encouraging them in their work to make this profession manageable and meaningful and fun is really at the heart of what my book, Legacy of Learning, is about. And I just wondered what it would look like if for 3 weeks, we just had some little moments with people around these chapters and we allowed people to reflect and connect with each other and to be seen and to be honored for the hard work that they're putting into growing hearts and minds every day, because it's just really important that we love ourselves through the process of learning and growing. And I couldn't think of two better people to wrap their arms around a community of people with me than the two of you. You came to mind as people who are definitely about others and definitely about nurturing others for the right reasons and growing the good stuff in this beautiful profession that we are so lucky to get to be a part of. And so that's what we're headed into an adventure on. I'll let Livia jump in a little bit because so much of her heart and her spirit, I feel like, connects with the essence of what this is supposed to be about. And then we can share some logistical details that might allow people to determine whether or not this is something they would be willing to take on this month. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Megan. I just so appreciate being a part of this little project that we have. And, you know, the words that you share towards me, it's right back at the two of you, Brian and Megan. I just feel so blessed and grateful to be here and to just share a little bit, a piece of our lives and hearts with everybody else. And, you know, my hope is that we get make an impact in people's lives and also an imprint on their hearts. Because like you said, Megan, we work so hard in the job that we get to do. And, you know, when I think about how you said this is a month of love, it's also of a friendship. And, you know, my hope is also to just grow more friendships and also that love for yourself. I think, you know, our jobs are so hard that if we don't learn to love ourselves, it makes it that much harder. So I think that's part of my hope. And just thinking about, you know, what are we feeding our minds, right? When we are in the thick of things. And for me, where I am in the Greater Vancouver area of British Columbia, Canada, on the other side of you, I think it's just also thinking about, you know, we're about halfway through and the cycle of school life, right? The beginning of September is excitement and all of that. And you're getting to know your students and your families. And then there's a little bit of a dip maybe before Christmas or winter break. And then you start again and you're refreshed. And after a long, somebody was saying one time about January that there's like 45 days because it feels so long. And we're just coming out of that, right? And so in February, it's kind of like that time before we have spring break as well, that in-between time that, you know, these hopefully these mindsets and practices that we're going to share and encourage will help us build these healthy habits for taking care of ourselves and each other. And in the meantime, just uplifting each other in this wonderful profession that we get to call teaching, right?
Yes. And, you know, what I love when you two approached me about this is you talked, it's all about community and you really wanted to connect with other people. And what I love, looking at Megan's book real quick, some of the topics, and when you look at her chapter titles in the book, just to name off a few, because it's super cool, like We Are Not Pizza, Ridiculously in Charge, Mosquito Moves, Nourish the Blooms, Popsicles and Conga Lines, Wholehearted Work. I mean, that just gets you excited right there. Also, like, curiosity. Like, what are some of the things that we're going to be diving into, Meg?
Yeah. Well, I love what Livia mentioned. First of all, it's super fun to hear you read my chapter titles. That's my new favorite thing. You have such a great enthusiasm when you share those words to him. Like, yes, read these chapter titles. It sounds awesome. When Livia was sharing about how we talk to ourselves and the love that is important that we give to ourselves so that we can, you know, love ourselves and love others and grow friendships. That is at the root of a lot of legacy of learning and what it's about. And how do we train our brain to see the good, not just in other people, but actually in ourselves and in our work. And so I think that would be something that people would get out of this is some of that habit work that Olivia alluded to, the habit work. But also, I mean, I'll even just say I need this just as much as anybody. And when I wrote Legacy of Learning, what was really important to me is I didn't write a book that painted me as some kind of edu hero and I have it all figured out and allow me to give you all the answers, people, of all the things that I now masterfully do in my work on a daily basis. Rather, I'm still figuring this out too, and I'm still struggling too. And so I need this just as much as anybody this month, this sense of community. And I've recently found myself in the darkness of winter believing things that I say that are not helpful to myself. You know, I create these sort of stories or narratives. I put narratives on other people that person did that because they think this negative thing about me. And they're thinking this negative thing. You know, I'm projecting, you know, I'm swimming around in my own negativity at times. And I can recognize it when it's happening, but I can also, and I can work on, you know, strategies for it, but I do better if I know that I have people to talk to about these kinds of things and to just be honest about how it's going. And then also, I think, you know, none of us is as smart as all of us. And I truly believe that. And I think what's kind of special about what we're trying to build here, we build a community, is the opportunity for people to really learn from each other. Even just little micro moves, just little mosquito moves that you alluded to, or that one little shift that somebody tried that was working for them right now, whether it's in how they talk to themselves or in their work habits or instructionally, is allowing them to make the kind of impact that they're having every day. And I think that's maybe at the heart and spirit of what we mean when we say community. Olivia, would you have other thoughts to add to that?
Yeah, as soon as Brian was reading your chapter titles, I was like, that's one thing that when you were asking me for feedback that I absolutely loved is just how engaging each chapter title was. And so I'm really excited for people to dive into your book and to learn not just from you, but like from each other. And I think that's the beauty of learning, is that we all make each other better. And the more we open our hearts to learning and seeing what other things we can gain from each other, and not just from knowledge, but just how you feel, like that, but Brian was saying, just that sense of community. And, you know, I think a lot of people, when I talk to them about how many friends I have that I met online, they don't really understand it because they don't know perhaps what it's like. But I feel like, you know, the two of you and so many other people are such great friends, and you can have a great relationship with people once you open your heart to that, right? And it's also the investing of time, right? Investing of time for yourself through this. And this is a great opportunity to do that, and a great opportunity to just expand your circle, right? To me, like, the more people you have in your circle, obviously, you know, there's only so much time to cultivate that. But sometimes I'll have people that just out of the blue, you know, text me and say, hey, I've been thinking about you for a while. And those are most often the moments when I needed to hear it the most, right? And so these are friends that you don't have to keep in contact with every week, but you know that they're thinking about you, right? And I think, I really believe that there's an energy in this world, and like that energy you put out there reaches people. And so I'm really hoping that this is just another opportunity for people to meet somebody new and develop new relationships, and also just really deepen their relationship with themselves.
Oh, that's so good. Deepen that relationship with themselves. So, well, I'm super excited to expand that circle, learn from other people, be inspired by other people. So Meg, what do we got going on?
Yeah. Okay. So the book study is intended to be a fulfilling but light read and light lift for people this month. So the book is not a long book. I mean, I think it's, you know, barely over 100 pages, maybe 120 pages. And the book study is divided into 3 weeks, where this week would be the week where you're listening to this podcast and you're considering whether you might want to join. And we have a little Google form for you to fill out so that we can make sure that we, you know, nurture your experience and your connections, and also celebrate and uplift you and your amazing work that you're doing on a daily basis. And then it will kick off next week, and for 3 weeks, starting next week, basically we'll jump on this podcast and we'll talk about a few chapters, and then you can listen to that during your commute. And then there's also Twitter chats that will take place, you know, on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. for just 30 minutes. Eastern Standard, thank you. Yes, important clarification. Thank you, Olivia. And then essentially, you know, we also have your email addresses. So I'm hoping to have us correspond with you a little bit. And if there's reflections that you have that maybe you couldn't jump in the Twitter chat, or you wanted to go a little bit deeper with something you're thinking about, that, you know, you have a space for people we are the people who just deeply care about what you're thinking about and your reflections and what the work that you're doing. So I think that, you know, that would be the essence of what would happen over those 3 weeks. And in turn, like Olivia said, you'll meet some new people, we'll get to know you better, and we'll enjoy learning from you and hope that you learn from each other, and that you leave the month of February feeling lighter, not heavier, and inspired and uplifted. And like Olivia said, that you've not just deepened your relationship with others. I love what she said. You've also deepened that relationship with yourself, which is really important. What would you add to that, Olivia?
I just would love to encourage people to check out the show notes, because in there will be the Google form, and we'll have our Twitter handles on there as well. And just look out for the hashtag of Legacy of Learning, and that's where you can follow us on Twitter. And just looking forward to meeting new people and to connecting.
Love that. Like I say about the book, I want this to be manageable, meaningful, and fun. And I hope that this provides an opportunity for people to leave an experience with those three words top of mind.
Yes. Well, I am so fired up to be able to meet with you ladies on a weekly basis to expand the circle, get to know some other people, dive into some very important topics, be inspired a little bit, learn about ourselves some more. Be sure to check out Meg's book, Legacy of Learning, so we can dive into that, fill out that form so we can connect with you on the email. And like I like to always say at the end, my friends, that we've been blessed with another sunrise. I hope you have an awesome week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcasts. Now let's get back to the episode.